Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
7:25, Tommy Tucker, WWL, Day 26 of Ida Recovery. It is Friday, September 24th. Archie Chasson, president of Lafourche Parish, joins us now. At least, Archie, a little bit of a respite with the weather for the people of Lafourche as they continue to try to live through this.
Yeah, good morning, Tommy. It's, hey, good morning. It's been a couple days of beautiful weather. But things are, you know, a little bit better. I would say it's been dry. So people who have tarped their roofs, or as the Blue Roof program kicks off, they're not having to worry about water in their house for the next, you know, 3 or 4 or 5 days as we get into next week. It's allowed our debris contractors to do a lot more work, cause the DMS sites where we're hauling all this stuff is not as wet. So those numbers are starting to tick up a little bit. And then it's allowed us to catch up on some areas, you know, cleaning ditches and things like that, because we don't have to fight the rainwater and the muck while we're trying to do it.
One thing that I found out from a couple of stories I didn't realize, the people of La Rose and, I guess, and maybe Golden Meadow, with mud all over their property. Talk about that, if you will. I didn't realize that. One guy talking about having to move a bunch of dead fish off of his lawn.
Yeah, so that was it's what we refer to as the Industrial Park neighborhood in North La Rose. We took about a 10-foot storm surge in that one little particular community. They're right north of the intercoastal waterway. So it topped our industrial park flood wall. That's about an 8-foot flood wall. Came over about an 8-foot levee in the back of their community as well, and just inundated the neighborhood with all the muck in the marsh that it was blowing up in the water. So there's probably about 8 inches of mud all over, you know, probably a third of the neighborhood as you get toward the low areas in the back. So we've been out there for about 2 weeks now with Corps of Engineers folks from National Guard, our folks, private contractors, doing a multitude of things to the point where we had big vacuum trucks just sucking the mud out of the ditches to try to get some positive drainage for them. So again, you know, it's drying up, which is a good thing. We still have some vac trucks out there operating, but I'm hopeful that today and tomorrow we'll be able to get out there with some actual excavators and actually dig this stuff out now that it's dried up a little bit, and actually make some headway in that community. But it's, you know, it's a marsh mud, so it's mucky. It smells bad because it's got all organics from the marsh in it. So I really do, I feel for the people. I understand their frustration, but it's going to take us another probably couple of 3 weeks to get all of that out of there in conjunction with what's in their yards and trying to scrape this stuff out of their yards so it doesn't roll back into our drainage system.
In terms of Fired Up Friday, Archie, like we had last week, what are you fired up about today? What do you need that you're not getting?
You know, we're still fighting with FEMA about the long-term sheltering piece and what do we do for our people for housing. I guess after the tirade on Facebook and getting a little aggravated with them last week, they've made some movement. FEMA has opened up a mission for long-term housing. So has the state. The state decided to start getting some RV units coming our way, and some flotels to help bridge that gap from when, you know, today to when FEMA comes in, still probably 30, 45 days from now. But it's getting better. There's some light at the end of the tunnel. We can see that. We have about 2,000 names on a list that we know need long-term sheltering. Our planning number was about 2,800, so we're pretty well right on target. So we're hopeful that in the next probably week and a half or 2 weeks, we start to see the beginning of those units coming in. We're able to set those up in people's driveways or put them in base camps or whatever we need to do, but at least we'll have some long-term sheltering option for them coming pretty soon.
All right, here we are going in, I don't know what weekend it is, but it's going to be day 27 and 28, Saturday and Sunday. What do you sense fatigue setting in? God bless these people that get up day after day after day and continue to deal with this. What would you like to tell them, Archie?
You know, I tell them just to be hopeful. You know, I talked to a lady yesterday who was working through almost a total loss in her house, and we're gonna do everything we can for her. And you know, hearing it in her voice was tough because it is fatigue. It's having to look at a house that's molding. It's having to look at a house that's, you know, half of your roof is, or all of your roof is gone. But we're gonna get it together. We're gonna do it together, and we're gonna rebuild bigger and better.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your time. Have a good weekend. God bless y'all.
Thanks, Tommy.
Archie Chasson, president of Lafourche Parish. We're going to take a break. We come back, we'll help you manage.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.